A new alternative for the conservation plan for the refuge is now ready for a 60-day public review. Refuge manager Don Haltman says many changes being made are the result of concerns by users of the refuge, including hunters and anglers. For instance, electric boat motors will be required in half of the 15 areas originally proposed. The remainder will operate with no wake zones. Voluntary avoidance areas will be tried rather than the original plan to limit fishing or the use of motorboats in some other areas. Haltman says the plan still improves protection for wildlife.
We still have some quiet areas set up on the refuge. But one of the things people have to remember, there are 41 objectives in the plan. Only 9 of those were controversial, and the ones we just talked about were part of those 9. So all the things dealing with habitat and fish and wildlife management and monitoring are still intact in the plan, and that still is the heart of the plan.
Haltman says earlier public hearings that resulted in the changes have raised public awareness of the need to protect the refuge. He says there will be more land acquisition, bluffland protection, along with water sedimentation and invasive species control. The public has until February 3rd to comment on the new plan. It's available in Fish and Wildlife Service offices, on its website, as well as in public libraries near the refuge. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.